It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is getting driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. That's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, it's sign-up time for a lot of different things, correct?
Definitely, Rob. You know, it's always something going on with the Parks and Rec Department versus if it's exercise classes, sports, baseball, softball, volleyball, soccer, co-ed soccer, co-ed volleyball. So with that being said, Rob, we do have a few sign-ups going on right now. We do have a adult co-ed volleyball registration is going on now through February the 25th. So you have a good month. Today's the 26th, so a good month to go through and get signed up for adult co-ed volleyball. The season doesn't start until March the 28th to be exact, but we need to go ahead and get people signed up, get as many people signed up as possible. Also, Rob, if you know if we don't get enough people to sign up, you know, unfortunately, we won't be able to put on the volleyball for the upcoming season. So please go ahead and get signed up for that. Likewise, we also have adult co-ed soccer going on. Registration also ends on February 20th. So soccer for adults and a soccer for volleyball co-ed. It is going on right now. Kids have no worry because youth volleyball is also going on now, and that's ages 8 through 17. And that registration ends 1 month from today. So you got the adult co-ed volleyball and soccer. You got until February the 25th. And if you're a youth between 8 and 17, you can go ahead and sign up for volleyball. But the registration does end February the 26th.
LeBron, I had noticed a posting on Facebook late yesterday, mm-hmm. And they said that they being the Parks and Rec Department saying they have received a lot of calls, people wanting to know about were they going to be able to play the volleyball this year and everything.
Correct.
And the Parks and Rec Department is got everything in gear to where they should be able to play, but they are following guidance suggested through the Center of Disease Control.
That's correct.
And so they are hoping for the best, but they want everybody to go ahead and sign up. And if for some reason at the end that it doesn't work out, the fee will be refunded, so no worries or fret about losing money. 336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Huck Sansbury office of the Parks and Rec Department. They are also located right there at Huck Sansbury. So, again, go ahead and get signed up. Log on to personcounty.net. for more information. We'll be back in a few minutes spending more time with LeBron Street in this segment we call Playing in Person. A good Tuesday morning to you. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron is a park ranger at Mayo Park, and the program is entitled Playing in Person. And that says a lot. When you talk about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County, it encompasses a lot of different things, and one of them is Mayo Park. And now, LeBron, mm-hmm. you have already scheduled the bass fishing tournaments that is sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department at Mayo Park. And the first one is coming up on Saturday, February the 13th, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Our first bass tournament is scheduled for this year. It's scheduled for February the 13th. Boats leave at 7 to weigh in. We'll be at 3 o'clock and a $75 registration fee with a $10 optional for the big fish. Rob, yes, our first tournament is the February 13th. And all our tournaments this year, Rob, are every second Saturday. That's the best way for me to keep up with it, anybody else to keep up with. A lot of our guys at fishing tournaments, a lot of other clubs come out there, Rob, and we all try to be respectful of one another, which meaning like if we have one going on, they'll try not to schedule one, or they'll join in just do something on the side where it benefits everybody, if that makes sense. So with that being said, every second Saturday, the Parks and Rec Department will be sponsoring a fishing tournament at Mayo, February through February, March, and April, the boats will leave at 7. May, the boats will leave at 6:30. And in June, the boats will leave at 5. But for more information about that, to get signed up, we have a few signed up. Just give us a call at 597-7806 to go ahead and get signed up for the upcoming tournament or tournaments. And we'll be more than happy to take care of you and get the ball rolling for you as far as registration.
Now, LeBron, the way that the boats launch, the first ones to register, they more or less launch from the dock that morning in the way that they signed up and registered, correct?
That is correct, Rob. It's a first come, first serve. As I always said, some of the guys, you know, I had a guy, I was out the other day, and a guy, his dad came by and registered for him. And his son was more interested in wanting to know what number, was he the first one to register, and they were the first one. So I'm saying that to say, yes, Rob, it's a first come, first serve registration. So if you register first, you'd be the first boat to go. If you registered five, you'd be the fifth boat to go, and so forth. The reason being, you know, some guys do what you call a shotgun start, where they basically say kind of on your mark and say go, and all the boats take off at one time. Me personally, I like to, you know, say boat number one. All right, boat number one, you go. Maybe it's 5 to 10 seconds before boat number two go, and then another 5 to 10 seconds before boat number three goes. And for a couple of reasons, one, it keeps the wake down. It's a safety hazard. It's a safety concern reason why we like to do it like that. It's a 3,000-acre lake, Rob, so it's a plenty of places to get out there and fish. So you don't have to worry about that. And I've seen guys, Rob, be boat number one and go with a 100-horsepower motorboat, and then boat number eight will go with a 250-horsepower boat, and he'll just go right on past them. So, but it's more or less a safety concern. But the guys, a lot of guys are very interested in getting, you know, signed up first for that reason, Rob.
336-597-7806. It's the phone number to Mayo Park. You can log on to PersonCounty.net and click on the Mayo portion of the website, or you're welcome to stop in 1013 Neal Store Road there at the Education and Environment Building to sign up and get registered. Also, if you're thinking about doing any camping during this 2021 season, you need to RSVP ASAP because they book up fast. Again, that number, 336-597-7806. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, if you would, remind us again of the sign-ups for, I guess, is adult co-ed volleyball and then youth volleyball, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Adult co-ed volleyball, the sign-ups is going on now until February the 25th. So if you're interested in playing volleyball and you're an adult, please go ahead and get signed up for that. It's for males and females, but I like to stress enough, please go ahead and get signed up so therefore we can make sure we have enough teams for it, because if we don't have enough teams, unfortunately, we would not be able to host the adult co-ed volleyball. Also, Rob, we do have the youth volleyball signups going on right now for ages 8 through 17. You have until February the 26th to get signed up for that. The season doesn't start until April, but we need to go ahead and get many things in place for that. And I did mention it earlier, Rob, but youth baseball signups and softball signups is going on now. Believe it or not, you know, we're in February in a couple more months. I mean, we're in January in a couple months. March 20th will be the first day of spring. Springtime will be here before you know it. So we need to get, you know, the ball rolling on baseball and softball signups for this upcoming season. So
don't wait till the last minute.
Please do not wait till the last minute, because it's a lot that goes into it. We have to try to get teams signed up with it. The draft, it's just a lot that goes on. So please, like I said, the registration end date is February the 17th, but the season doesn't start until April. So we have a lot to do between February and April. So please go ahead and get signed up for youth baseball and softball signups for ages 4 through 12. So it will sneak up on you before you know it. I was talking to somebody yesterday, Rob. Here we are at the end of January already, man. So January and it came and went. So go ahead and get signed up for it. The first chance you get, you can go by the office, call, or simply go online. Last but not least, as we stated earlier, please go ahead and make your reservations for the upcoming camping season at Mayo, because we will fill up quick if it's a picnic shelter, it's a camping spot, whatever the case may be. Because if history repeats itself like last year, I can promise you, you cannot show up on the weekend and expect a camping site, because last year, Rod, we were full every single weekend. So go ahead and give us a call, get signed up for that. And remember, our bass tournaments are scheduled for every second Saturday for the upcoming year.
336-597-7806. That's the phone number to Mayo Park. You can log on to PersonCounty.net and click on the Mayo portion of the website. If you need to call the main office of the Parks and Rec, located at Huck's Hansberry, that number is 336-597-1755. Also, if you need to contact the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxborough, 336-597-1709. LeBron, have a good day, and thanks for doing what you do, along with all the other folks with the Parks and Rec Department.
Yes, Rob, you and all listeners have a good day.
96.7 WKRX.